We got our own Clico. Strong Clico.
You are now listening to the West Side of THA AfterParty.com.
Yo, 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 it's your boy Sneaky from R&R, recognition and respect. Tune in every Monday from 8 to 9 to catch up with me and my adventures and hear from my guests ranging from artists to entrepreneurs and much, much more. Catch us every Monday of the week on the West Side of the After Party. See you at the party, y'all. What's up, party people? Thank you for following Sneaky to the After Party. You're tuning in to Recognition and Respect every Monday night from 8 to 9 p.m. This show wouldn't be possible without my sponsors, Dewdrop Delights, home of the Wake and Bake Bar, a THC-infused breakfast bar with oats, nuts, dried fruit, and chocolate. Great in the morning with coffee or tea. Perfect for an on-the-go snack and pick-me-up. Comes in four awesome flavors. I'm currently eating the cranberry white chocolate. Super bomb. I like the bars first thing in the morning. Helps keep me regular. It's a nice way to, like, you know, put something in my stomach and get stoned. So, yeah, the Wake and Bake is the truth. And my other sponsor, day one supporter, literally since I was born, my brother had my back. His band, The Midnight Motives, their album Visions is now available on iTunes and Spotify. They have a show this Friday at the Catch One, and I'll actually be performing a couple songs with them off of our album Collaboration, which we put out in 2012, and I'll be playing a song from that album for the break when I bring in my guest. Today's guest is Rick from La Clica Podcast, but before I bring him in, I want to just talk about Adventure Time. I had a crazy, crazy weekend. I literally just woke up a couple hours ago, and So the way it went down is that, first of all, Border X kicked off their first Thursday Latin Jazz Night, and it's going to be happening every Thursday. And so I was there at Border X, and then I had Speakeasy on Friday, and Speakeasy was wild, yo. Not only did we have a great turnout and hit numbers at the bar, all the performers were incredible. The energy was right. The crowd was involved. The lights looked dope. Like, honestly, I mean... We had a crazy, we had some technical difficulties. My mixer actually took a complete shit and was crackling, and the sounds were horrible, and I was stressing out, having anxiety, like calling up people, trying to figure out what could make it crack. My boy Sesh Studio, he's been on the podcast before. Go check out previous episodes to hear about Sesh. He came through with his new mixer. He helped out, basically not just like save the show essentially, but also helped with the EQing and the levels. And we had a great show, man. Spiritual Advisory killed it. Shout out Dimitri for holding it down. Blacktronica came through. The Holy Mob, dude, their beats were sick. We had a sick ass Cypher freestyle session. And honestly, it's just one of those things that, like, I do this for myself because I get a kick out of throwing shows. Like, I enjoy it. It's fun for me. Of course, like, there's also, like, money involved. But sometimes, I mean, okay, I say that selfishly. Of course, like, I do this for myself, but I also do it for the community. And I also do it because I want people to be able to perform shows and do the homie Damage to first show. I mean, his performance wasn't that great, but, like, you're not going to get better if you never have these experiences where you get to rock, you know? So... Friday, I really got to, like, step back and just realize how dope it was what we do there at the Redwood Room. I had the Black and Brown Movement in the house, and they were just talking about how, you know, we have these international out-of-state acts coming and performing, like, putting people on that other venues in LA aren't even doing. And it's, I mean, it's all underground, it's all independent. It's like, you know, people aren't incredibly famous or anything, but I feel like there's going to be a point in time where they look back on this moment and what we were doing, the people we had come through, and they're going to realize that it was something special, you know. That might just be my ego talking or my optimism, but I really believe that. So Speakeasy went late. We hit numbers. Then on Saturday, I was at Border X helping them prep for DJ Hernandez. He's going to be rocking out every Friday night. And right after that, I actually had a cruise over to Jelani's 40th birthday party in – oh, no, no, wait. I'm sorry. Friday night was DJ Hernandez. I hooked him up, and then I went and did Speakeasy. And then on Saturday, I did a sound check for Los Guaraperos, who rocked at Border X, because they're going to have bands every Saturday. And after that, I went to Jelani's 40th birthday party, set up all the equipment. We had a crazy-ass show party. It was super cold. I'm pretty sure I got sick. DJs were dope, though. We had some crazy sets, and the time change totally screwed us. I was up until 6 in the morning, and straight from Jelani's, I went straight to my boy Ray, Cultivarte's shop, and took a nap in my car, and then we went to the East Los Arawak, and we stayed at the East Los Arawak, and we were there all day. Had a couple hundred people come through, had some dope acts, Babe Parade, NK Riot, homegirl Beatrix came and dropped a set. I was DJing Dear Mama, Hood Brujas, Organic by the Ounce. Everybody came through. We had hella vendors. Shout out Easy. Shout out Botel. Shout out everybody who came through, man. Made the art walk dope. And it was just a packed weekend. And by the time we were done, it's 6, 7 o'clock. I was freaking exhausted. And I basically, like, I had not slept for enough hours, and I just crashed, and I straight up just woke up not that long ago, and I was like, shit, I gotta prep for my show. And so that was my adventure time. Coming up this week, we do have our new monthly event. The Ill Spot, Face, myself, and a couple other collaborators are going to be taking over Mel's Bar every second Thursday of the month. So this Thursday, the 14th, is our first show. It's called The Society. It's just a party, man. DJs, performers, painting, just trying to have a good time, you know. The bread and butter of my business is having events and having venues and putting people on. So we're it's been a crazy month, obviously, with the Border X grand opening and all the other stuff. So promo hasn't been good, but this is going to be a steady, consistent monthly. And the people that I'm working with all know how to have a good time. So I'm expecting to have a lot of fun. So if you're free this Thursday and you want to get ratchet, come out to The Society. I'll be posting up the flyer on my Instagram, SneakyENT. And don't forget, Border X is open Thursday to Sunday. Thursday and Friday, 4 p.m. to 11 p.m. Saturday, Sunday, 12 to 11. And like I said, Latin Jazz on Thursday, DJ Hernandez Friday, La Chamba this Saturday, and then Chicano Soul on Sunday, bringing you all the things to feed your Chicano soul. Don't miss out. Border X is amazing. I've heard nothing but good things. I keep having all my friends show up and post pictures. The beers are dope. So dope that we're basically sold out. Hopefully we're going to start brewing there this week and getting all the beers on tap so we can keep serving the Bell community. But just stay on the lookout, follow everybody online, check out the flyers. We're going to go to a little break right now. I see Rick from La Clica here in the studio, so we're about to get him in here, do a little sound check, get him on. So we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. And this song you're about to hear is actually Lyrical Warfare from the album Collaboration, How We Live, Learn, and Create, that I released in 2012 with the then the Lowe's guys, who are now the Midnight Motives. We're going to be performing this Friday the 15th with the Paranoias at the Catch One. So I hope to see y'all there, and I'll be right back. Brittany, take us out.
Surrounded by shows and flows, chilling in the lion's den of my brethren, plotting up the war path, planning murdering. musically diverting them, interrupting Bible hymns, sinking ships with blast from my diaphragm, a PowerPoint diagram, an outline of damage done by my vocal cords, comparing them to ancient samurai swords.
All right, yo, we back right here, Recognition and Respect, with your host, Sneaky. I got my guest in the studio, Rick from La Clica Podcast.
What's up? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, man.
Appreciate it.
Say hi to the people out there.
What's up, people? How you guys doing?
So let's say who you are and what do you do. Get as literal and metaphorical as you want.
Well, the simple answer is I'm just Rick. But I'm a producer and a host on La Clica Podcast. We have four other people on there. It's me, Chris, Joe, Bago, and then we finally got Anthony on there. We have other people come in and out, but we also have a variety of different types of guests. All musical, different types of artists. More shit coming out soon, but mostly musicians.
Mostly
musicians. We like having musicians, yeah.
And how long has La Clica Podcast been going on now?
God, we're going on a year and a half. Okay. Probably more.
A year and a half.
Yeah. We're on the 31st episode. But not necessarily the 31st podcast, officially, that we released. Like, the first ones we had, we couldn't release them because it was just...
It was bad. Well, let's tell people how you do it, because we do it a little different. Right now, we're live.
Yeah.
Everybody's hearing this, and then exactly. I get the audio later and upload it.
Yeah.
But for your podcast, which I've been on, so if y'all want to go check out La Clica Podcast featuring Sneaky, it's out there.
We heavily edit.
Yeah, you pre-record.
Yep.
And it's kind of like on everybody's time. You re-record long ass episode and then cut it down to like the...
I just have certain things on there should not be said or heard. Not anything bad, but just between friends. And
well, you have a bunch of fucking knuckleheads on your crew.
Yeah, exactly, man. Like, our mute button doesn't exist.
Right.
So we have an edit button.
Yeah, no filter over there. I remember our podcast, some shit got said, and you're like, that's definitely not going to be.
Yeah. I take my little notes. So I got to get one of these little ringers.
Oh,
that way I know.
And people hate me for this because I just, you know, some people love it, some people hate it.
Hey, for those people who hate it, take it.
I like that.
Take it.
So a year and a half, so relatively new.
Yeah.
So how did this idea start? Like, why do a podcast? I mean, I know they're in right now, and obviously podcasting Spotify just doing a huge deal, bring podcasting in. Podcasting is the way of the future, but like, what was it for you and your guys that...
We've always had a tendency to talk about music when I get to hear my friends, and I don't get to see my friends anymore since I moved away, kind of, not far, but I just don't see them. Everybody's getting older, everybody's getting married, everybody has kids. Time just doesn't allow for your friends to be there anymore. And, you know, since the passing of my friend Angel, I kind of miss having that connection with music. So it's always been me and Chris. It's always been me, Chris, Bago, Joe. We've always talked about different things like that. And I'm a fan of podcasts, and one day I just sat there thinking about it, like, I want to just record this shit and just do something with it. Necessarily, it wasn't for, let's say, for an audience or for to have a fan base.
It was just an excuse to get together.
Yeah, and we'd always like recording. I used to record bands growing up, and it just came natural to me. Hey, just put this shit on the air. We'll fuck around. The first rendition is of the podcast was a story. When I turned 21, we went to a strip club, and it's a funny fucking story. I want to put it on there, but me and Chris saw different things. And, like, you know, he started calling me a liar. I started calling him a liar. Went back and forth, and I sat there listening to this shit.
21, fucked up. I mean, the memories are not going to – the stories are not going to match.
Well, I initially thought it was all one night. Apparently, this is over 2 weeks. So it was
– So you kind of condensed the shit into a movie in your head.
But the funny thing is just the argument between me and him, you know, back and forth on it, it was funnier than hell. You know, I'm like, dude, we got to do this more often. And that's how we brought the music aspect to it. We're like, hey, let's talk about music. You know, let's talk about bands. We grew up with a bunch of punk bands. We brought a bunch of death metal bands. You know, let's get these people out there. And our thing is, you don't know who Lepra is per se if you didn't grow up in that area.
Right.
Right? Somebody in Texas never heard Lepra for sure. If we could get one person listening to Lepra, it's going to spread like wildfire.
Well, most of our listeners are in Texas, so y'all listen to Lepra, because now we're going to make the dream come true.
You got Lepra, our first official guest for Nema, old friends of ours, and they loved it. And the thing about Nema is, from our podcast, just talking about it, he kind of rejuvenated that love for music and started doing it more. And then now he's amped up about it. You know, it's our brother Canonos, but that just talking about music just rekindled that love, and he started doing it again, dude.
Yeah.
We love having that. It's not so much about us. It's about our guests. You know, we like talking about our experiences. There's some funny stories out there that people don't hear about.
So how long have you... Well, I mean, that's a dumb question. Sorry, let me take that back. So you talked about growing up with death metal bands, punk bands. Mm-hmm. Like, were you in the scene? Did you throw show? You said you recorded bands. Like,
I did.
What was that like growing up? Did you ever play music? Did any of your friends play
music?
I
tried, but like, my mental capacity and my memory just doesn't work that well. If I memorize a song, it's not the way it should be. It should sound, and I can never jive with somebody else. Mm. I never had that in me. I grew up around music. My uncles played in Mexican bands. They played all the different backyards and different clubs. And I was a roadie as a kid, and I love the music. But the one thing I cannot do is keep a freaking beat. So I can't. I can't do that.
It gets boring. Your mouth?
Yeah, it gets boring. It got boring quick. I can't do that. I don't have that. I don't have that love. But I did have the love. I'm not going to toot my own horn, but I do have an ear for sound. I love recording it. I love finding different ways to record stuff. Just finding out to put a speaker against the corner of the wall, you could get a better sounding recording out of that than a $10,000 microphone. So just finding out those little things made me want to, pick up my first recorder, Tascam recorder. But
you still record bands, or that ship has sailed?
It's sailed. But when we had Dub 8 on the podcast, that was my first recording session in a very long time. And you've seen our microphones. I just spread it out throughout the house, and it sounded not bad. Those talented musicians that made the recording really good, but at the same time, I'm like, man, I want to do this again. I missed it, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Because we used to record in my garage. But going back, it was just, I love recording bands. I used to do my first, in 1994, I did my first punk show. And it was a wild success, but it wasn't just because of what stuff I did. It's all my friends that pitched in. I mean, I had friends, I won't name them because I don't know the limit of. But he went up to HP and he put flyers in every tree in Stockton Court.
Right, right, right.
Right? All the walls, everything had it. And I was like thinking, like, dude, this brings us all together. We take ownership in this show, and we're just doing it to have fun. And I love that aspect of it.
I feel like that's when you get the best shit. Like people are just trying to have fun.
Yeah.
Like I still feel that some of my greatest times, like at parties or events I did or performing, was where I didn't really care.
Yeah.
About getting paid or how many people showed up. It was just supposed to be a good time, and it was, you know?
Yeah, the punk shows, I never made money. A lot of the stuff we borrowed, if I had enough money, I'll buy a speaker, just to make, have somebody with a vocal there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But we did what we did, and it was fun. It was some of the best times when money wasn't a big object about it.
Right.
We just made it happen.
But then you got older.
I got a career that I never thought I would see myself in, and that... that tanked my dreams and aspirations of anything in me.
Bummer, so, dude.
Yeah,
why you have to come out here with that negative energy, bro?
It was a 15-year hiatus I woke up from,
Hey, well, I'm glad you're awake, man. Some people stay asleep.
Yep.
You started the podcast as like a way to just get together with your friends, talk music, and then reconnect with these older band people that were still doing music and just kind of like support them, right?
Correct.
I think that's dope. And that whole idea of rekindling, I feel like... Sometimes, like, as an artist, personally, you need that. You need someone else to give a fuck about your artwork.
Exactly.
Just to remember how much,
Exactly.
Because sometimes, you lose the passion. You lose the drive,
Exactly,
You got to keep yourself motivated. Yeah. And sometimes it gets hard. But when you run into a group of people who are like, yo, man, we fuck with your shit. Yeah. Like, this is dope. And they take interest. You're like, yeah, this shit is fucking dope.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's right. Like, I got to keep doing
it. For me, it was, I can't tell how many times I just wanted to call it quits because I got a life outside of this. And it's a big life. And I got a lot of things going on. But every time I want to call it quits, I'll get a text message from Cronos. Like, hey, dude. This guy said this thing about the podcast. He loves it, man. And something inside of me goes, dude, I love that. I love that somebody discovered something off of something that we put out there. And not just that, but my friend Canona's you know, relived it. He loves it.
Dude, man, Brittany knows all that. How many times do I want to quit, Brittany? How many times I'm like, I'm done with the after parties. Too expensive. My guests be canceling on me. But then we have that dope-ass conversation. Yeah. And they walk out like, yo, this was cool. Exactly. And then you see them sharing it. Yeah. And it gets 100 listens. Yep. And people book shows off of something that they saw here. And you get to help them out with all this content and connect it. And Brittany's like, oh, yeah, motherfucker. Yeah.
How it goes, Brittany?
And then you don't want to quit. It's like, exactly. This is what I do it for. This is why I like bringing people and putting them on. And I was reminded and humbled today by the homie Speck that I'm not actually on yet. Mm-hmm. I know, fool, but I got some shit going, cracking, you know? So I'm trying to put whoever I can on. Yeah. But and it's dope, man. And so, we obviously clicked up because we're kind of doing similar things. Exactly. Have similar drives. You same probably area. See a little bit of yourself. Oh, yeah, we're both from HP. Yep. Go Spartans.
Remember, number 34, rode the bench in baseball.
But I actually really started taking notice when we were having the same guests, or you were having guests of people that I knew, and I was like, oh, shit, we're moving in, concurrent circles, you know? There's some overlap. Yeah. So I was like, let's fucking...
Exactly.
And then you got my guitar player to be on the podcast, and I came on, and I saw how fun it was. Yeah. And
I mean, and I don't know about you, but for me, it's really therapeutic. I have a speech impediment that makes me... I'm embarrassed of talking in front of people, dude.
Really?
Yeah.
I would never notice.
Yeah, it doesn't... when I was in my old job, I had a really authoritative position that allowed me to voice my opinion without worrying about sounding stupid. It sounded stupid anyways.
And but once no you one realize, ever told you you sounded stupid.
Yeah. And now with this, it's really therapeutic. I'm not afraid of talking in public. I'm not afraid of talking my mind anymore. Before I was. But nowadays, I just say what comes to mind. Not to be offensive at all, but just whatever comes to my mind, I'm not afraid to say it.
Right.
And for me, I got a lot of dark webs in my closet, and it helps out talking about the different music it brings out. One of the things that helped me, I never hated hip hop, but I never really dug it. I never got into it.
Kind of like Metallica.
Well, I'll bring that up.
We're gonna talk about that. It's on my notes.
But I liked hip hop, but I hated some of the people around it that I couldn't stand. And that kind of made it...
Like, personally? Like local folks?
Yeah, certain people I never got along with. I don't want to say bullies because I don't believe in bullies. They are out there. But the people who punk me are the ones who listen to hip-hop a lot, And
for your speech impediment shit?
Yeah, they'll fucking do all the stupid shit and bag on me. That didn't affect me, but I took it out on the music versus taking it out on them.
Right.
I'm a person who doesn't hate people.
Well, it became part of that you related out with the culture.
Yes.
And it kind of is with the culture, the dozens and battle rap and the way you kind of have to be better.
Yeah,
be able to pick. I mean, especially when you were growing up, battle rap and that whole in the early days, it really was competition, contention and shit. So,
I mean, but also I started listening to hip hop and I it sparked something in me. And I'm like, dude, I've been missing out. I honestly have. And
there's a lot of good music out there, man.
It is.
A lot of good music
out there. And then you start meeting people who actually make the music. You're like, oh, crap, dude. This
fool's not bagging on me. He's actually really cool.
Yeah, exactly. And not just that, but somebody made a comparison from hip-hop to punk. It's the same, not style music, but the same route. They do the same backyard shows. They go through the same headaches and heartaches that punk rock does or metal does. And then you start putting that, what about country music?
Or
what
even
about
where it comes from, right? Punk was always, anti-system. It was, expression, for people who didn't have a voice, trying to, fucking make themselves be heard against the, against the system, against the man, right?
Yep.
And that's kind of how hip-hop started, no resources, this growing dystopia, this distrust of the system, and then need to express, and this explosion of culture and music.
Exactly.
And so it's it's very similar, not music content wise, but just kind of like you said, the experiences and how it came about and stuff. So
can I say it better myself? It's punk rock is hip-hop, hip-hop is punk rock.
Mean a lot of hip-hop, they're the new rock stars, right? Yep. A lot of these rappers are they want to be anyway. I don't know.
I missed out on the whole culture just because I was I close my world down to certain things because of my experiences.
And that's actually a good segue into the challenge that La Clica just had, which honestly, I'll be honest, I haven't listened to a lot of your episodes.
Yeah.
But
they're hard to listen to.
It is in my queue. And you have a lot of them, right? Like, I can't go back. Like, I'm a fan, so I have a lot of podcasts that I'm listening to all the time. But I did listen to the Convince Me Dick Challenge podcast episode.
That was
episode.
One of Chris's challenges.
Hey, man, for Chris, as useless as he is, I'll give you one, Chris. Go, all right,
you get
Chris.
Two, Chris.
So I liked the podcast. Mm-hmm. I liked the way you followed it up on social media. Mm-hmm. It was very engaging, very entertainment. I was able to follow along. Yep. So let's talk about the Convince Me Dick Challenge and how that came along.
So we're always trying to come up with stuff. We always come up with ideas. And one of the ones that Chris came up with was a Convince Me Dick Challenge, to challenge somebody or yourself to listen to something that you normally wouldn't listen to. So say you hate Garth Brooks. That would have been your challenge. Listen to it. And if you still at the end of the challenge cannot come up with a reason why you hate it, you know, if you don't have a reason, I'm sorry, why you like it or you hate it, tell us. Explain to us why.
Yeah.
You know, and
be like transparent and
be honest with yourself. What is it about it, you know?
Or is it just you fucking being an asshole?
Just being closed-minded.
Yeah.
And the thing is, I've always had a hatred for Metallica. I never understood their fans. I never understood what was so great about them. The way Chris told it to me was they sold millions of albums. They've toured the world. They have tons of fans. None of that matters to me.
Right.
It's like I wanted to hear the core of Metallica. So my challenge is to Metallica and Justice for All. And still not a fan. But at least I can explain to you why, you know. None of their music hits me, you know, like
you didn't get an emotional reaction.
I don't have a connection to them. Everybody likes their video, not the music video, but the one they shot were some kind of monster, I think it was called. And they're telling about their problems and, you know, the documentary
where they were like about to break up and then they had to go to therapy together and all that.
That's great and all, but all I saw was, these fuckers don't even have their music written down. They go into students to write music. So where does the meaning of that music come from? That just solidified why I don't like Metallica, because none of their music, at least from that video, came from the heart and soul. It came down to what sounds better.
And how do we make a commercially successful album?
Yep.
That
we need to make so
buy.
Much money on this because we're spending all this money on therapy. We're paying $40,000 a month for this. It made it worse, dude.
Yeah.
It made it worse. But I did find a few songs, like the movie Old School, the Metallica song that came out when they kidnapped the Blue and all the other members. That was a badass song, but based off of the scene, not the song.
That gave you some emotional connection because you liked the movie.
I saw something to it, yeah.
You didn't know what you probably didn't know was Metallica.
Yeah.
And you were like, this is fucking dope. Yeah, and then you're like, exactly. Oh, that's that song.
I didn't think about it. And then Spawn, the movie, has... sorry, I'm smacking a lot. Spawn the movie has a soundtrack. It has Metallica and some other DJ. I'm sorry if I had it down on a podcast, but that rendition of Metallica.
Oh, yeah. I heard that was what you put on
DJ
Instagram.
DJ Spooky, I think.
You're Spooky. Like, I don't know who you are, but good shit, bro.
Yeah, dude. He made it, to me, with feeling. I'm not expressing what I want other people to hear from me, but... That the way that DJ spun the Metallica song, I understood it more.
That's crazy how that works, huh?
Yeah.
Like sometimes the remix or the cover is better than the original.
Yep. And I can't remember the other song I actually liked from them, but it was one of their popular songs. Sorry.
Nothing Else Matters?
No.
Was it that one?
It was another one. There's another one that kind of, it didn't resonate because of the lyrics, but the tone of the bass
I
hit
feel
me.
Like I commented, like, that's one of their I most popular commercial radio
hits.
You did. Yeah.
But that was
and
actually one of the...
Nothing else.
I think it was. I can't remember.
Because it's all like slow and like it moves you. It's like, never open
but you
myself
see what I mean?
This way.
But you see what I mean? It's not stuck in my head.
Right.
It's not stuck in my head.
You also
said
you have a bad memory, though.
I do have a real bad memory. And eventually I'll have dementia, you know?
Yeah.
So this podcast helps me remember these things.
Yeah, you'll be able to go back and...
Yeah.
Or someone like, you know, they'll be like,
exactly.
Uncle Rick, do you remember?
Yeah, like... Like, who's Rick?
Hey, well, honestly, you got to come up with more challenges. Chris, this is my challenge to you. Come up with another dope challenge because that one was tight. But how come everybody else isn't updating?
something.
Did Bago ever update? Because I feel like he was supposed to listen to mumble rap, right? Yeah. Did he ever figure out if he fucks with it or not?
I don't want to burn the podcast we're going to have soon, but...
Well, let's just say, got to tune in to find out if Bago liked mumble rap.
Everybody's busy. I mean, I get it. And I have a little bit of free time when I'm driving home. Have you noticed all those
driving home?
That's when my mind is clear and I could talk.
Well, you were stuck in traffic, right?
No. CHPs are over here. But, I actually had it. I was thinking about it all day at work. Because even one of my coworkers listens to the podcast. And he goes, hey, you listening to Metallica? Turn up the radio. Yep. So I always thoughts were stored at work. And as soon as I get in the car, record. Let me get off.
Hey, man, it worked. It was super
fun. Yeah, super, I appreciate it, man.
Yeah, Doug. And I promise I'm going to listen. I was going back to listen to the Roadcast. And I was like, what's up with this one? You're just naming off people. Like, this, I was like, come on, man.
No, we try to put out content. We're not forcing it out there.
Right.
So that's why we're delayed on certain times. Because if it doesn't feel right, I won't put it out. We have about 6 or 7 recordings that we never aired. Just because... It didn't do anything, it didn't go anywhere, it didn't involve anything. One of us was out of it, you know, it just didn't
drive. The chemistry wasn't right.
Yeah.
Now, honestly, that's why I really appreciate the after party in Montana, because when I first wanted to do this podcast, I was like, once a month or every other week. And she's like, nah, consistency. Like, it has to be, people are going to be like tuning in. They're going to want to know.
Yep.
And it kind of forced me to like be on my game and like take notes and try to have like a good show, because I don't want to put out crappy content.
Yeah.
So I try to have like interesting guests who I know are going to like do well. We know each other or like have some kind of chemistry. Mm-hmm. And then backed with like, just in case we hit a spot, we're like,
It never happens. Just bring that mannequin out here.
Damn. Oh, that's Brittany's man. Don't talk about him like that.
Is he your man?
Mr. West.
You got good taste.
Oh. All right. So switching gears a little bit, you talked about how you rekindled some passion for folks. Well, now I'm trying to rekindle the shows with you. So let's talk about April Speakeasy, announcing it here first.
Yep.
It's going to be La Clica takeover of the Redwood Room. Are you excited, bro? Like,
you used to throw shows, right?
So, like, is this like, are you feeling like a little, you feel young again?
This is my first dip into anything hip hop. I'm used to punk rock, so I want to do a punk rock style hip hop event. So, we're going to have flyers. We're going to have a street team go out there and pass out flyers where we can. If we can't, we'll just tape them up on the wall.
Yeah. Old school. I mean, some people. If you print them, I'll get them out.
Oh, dude, I'll put some homeless people to work, bro.
Oh, my God. They need the money, man. I can't trip on that.
You know
that.
What? I'll get them some shirts, print it on there, and they can wear it on the freeway off ramps, dude.
Dude, I've actually heard that's not the first time I've heard people giving out shirts to the homeless people for promo. Like,
My old business, that's what we did. We gave away free shirts to homeless people, and we put our number in the back.
Hey, man, whatever works.
Yep.
So who do we have on the lineup again? I know I have some openers somewhere, but who are you bringing? Who
DJ
you bringing?
Mino, DJ Boggle. Well, actually, not DJ, but Boggle 74 from the podcast.
Boggle 74, and he's going to be DJing?
Yes. Well, we also have – bad with names.
Uh-oh. I booked Darkseid and El Scatter.
That's the one I'm thinking of.
Yeah. He was on the podcast.
Yep. He was on the podcast as well.
It was funny because when I brought it up, he was like, oh, I know those dudes. Ask them about El Scatter. And I was like, is it going to be good things? He's like, oh, it's on the podcast. I was like, all right. So it's going
to
be good things.
He's like, dude, those guys are freaking dope. I was actually listening to a CD on the way up right now.
Well, I went to the Mark Love benefit show, and he was hosting it. And I went with Darkseid. So it was all like all the old school heads. We were in the green room with like Razkaz and freaking... oh my God! Now I'm blanking on names.
Dude, see, it's rubbing off on me, dude.
Fuck out of here! Nah. Hey, don't be taking my belt, bro. It's my job.
I could have brought my own, dude.
Yeah, nah. But we were in the green room. You know, I ate some free food, and I was just looking at like this kind of like the other generation. You know, because I feel like I'm. And this is a conversation I was having with my boy Face. Is that I feel like I'm kind of an imposter, you know, like in this scene, because I started off doing. With a band.
Yeah.
So, like, when I first started doing hip-hop with my band in 2010, 2012 or whatever, it was, like, it was a different scene. Mm-hmm. I wasn't at these shows with all these MCs. Yeah. I was, like, playing with alternative bands, punk bands. Mm-hmm. Like, it was just a whole different kind of, like, we were, like, in a different...
It's different. It's like eating chocolate cake when you really want a vanilla shake, you know?
Shake. What if you wanted a shake?
Milkshake.
So now that like, and then so now that I like I broke off from the band, not in a bad way, but they started doing their own thing. I had to figure out how to be like a real MC and control the stage and my DJ shit and really get into like hip hop culture because I realized that's where I was going towards. And now I'm in these circles and these spaces with like a bunch of people who know each other. And there's like this rich like LA history. And I'm kind of sitting there like, fuck, like I feel like I don't belong, you know? Yeah. So I'm always like kicking it with people who are from the culture. Like I'm connected in ways like that don't really make sense to me sometimes.
I feel you there because I feel like on Friday, dude, I showed up. I'm so out of it. I feel old as hell.
Yeah, I mean, it was a younger.
Except for the one guy, he was like, "All right, dude, I'm cool with this guy." It's funny because the older people generate to each other.
They just kind of get close to each other.
Yeah, like he gravitated fools. Towards me. I'm like, "All right, cool." And the other guy gravitated. Like, "All right, cool. I'm good, but work." My only word I could say is work kills it. But what I noticed in the MC world is you cannot give a fuck. You have to have that mind of just, I'm going to do it no matter what the outcome is. Mm-hmm. You know, and the minute
Encouragement.
Yeah, it does. I see you go up there and like, dude, this guy has fucking blue balls of steel. Right, not blue balls of steel, but blue balls.
I feel it.
Just kidding.
Blue balls. Wait, what?
It's balls of steel.
Blue balls of steel. That sounds like a record. Make that fucking.
Bad depending. No, but it takes a certain character not to care about what other people think, honestly. I mean, the outcome is what people think.
Right, right.
But when you're doing it up there, you just got to let it flow and what comes natural. You don't want to force it and make it sound fake, you know. And people tend to like genuine. They don't want to hear somebody who's rehearsed and all that stuff.
Right, right, right.
You know, I mean, look at Steve Harvey, just throwing a name out there. He's a great host.
Right.
Because he just
You never says know what he's going to say. Like, yeah. he makes a new viral YouTube clip, like, every couple months and stuff because you just don't know what the fuck's going to come out of his
mouth. Yeah, if he comes out and saying, and now he's not in his personal way, and he just comes out saying, that's a zinger every single time. What do you want to listen to, I guess?
Yeah, nah.
Like, no corny.
Yeah. You know what's coming.
Yeah, just be original, man.
So, I mean, it's really cool to be able to move in these spaces, you know?
Yeah.
And, like, I'm happy. Honestly, like, the main reason why I want to click up with you and do this live show together is because I need older cats.
I need to,
a lot of the music that we do is conscious.
Yeah.
And a lot of the young people, they don't fuck with conscious shit.
Yeah, it's exactly.
Like, and, like, so, like, I find my crowd to be older heads from the previous generation who are into, like, message and content, like the whole enlightenment, third eye, spiritual type of movement. And that's why black and brown hang out. That's why dark side,
those
we all
cool
resonate
because
they're all on that like progressive like message music, you know?
Yep.
And so like a lot of cats that I had on Friday were kind of in that like.
Yeah, saw that, yeah.
Yeah. And so we're trying to like make that cool again, you know? Maybe bring that back because I feel like we lost a little bit of that punk rock revolutionary. It's almost like we're like hip hop's almost became glam now, you know? It's like it's lost a lot of that hardcore, like fuck the system.
It's
like,
better when it's underground, you know. Everything's better when it's underground, in my opinion. And what you have there is you got people who are not just there to, you know, be on Instagram, let's say. They're there to listen to the music and potentially learn something from the culture. I'm still learning shit from the culture. And to me, it's actually amazing seeing these things because your show, you have to be 21. To be there, but I'm pretty sure it was open all ages. There'll be some, you know, 10-year-olds in there.
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, I still get people that are underage that pull up not realizing that it's a fucking bar and they can't get in. Like,
jump the gate in the back. Just jump the gate in the back.
Shh, don't tell people.
That's OG punk rock.
No, but yeah, like if it we do some space like in all ages spaces.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I've had rappers rock. I've had Faison Bartles rock at on Pacific and have people get engaged. I've rocked on Pacific with my band, had people get engaged. Mm-hmm. Like, there's certainly, like, there's a whole, it's for everybody at some point. I mean, sometimes the content is a little intense and like cuss words or talking about drugs or whatever. But for the most part, it's like, if you can get past that, there's a purpose for all that.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
I mean, look where you're at, too. You're going to hear that stuff. You know, it's real. I mean, cursing is real.
Yeah.
Drugs are real. You know, all those things are real. And if you close your mind to those things, you want to stay away from it, you're going to set yourself up for failure.
I think that's a good place to end it. Stay open-minded and set yourself up for success. So in the last 10 minutes of the show, I want you to tell the people where they can find La Clica, anything else you have upcoming, website, how they find it on the apps, what apps are you on?
The website is a catch-all for everything. It's GleekaPodcast.com. We have a few links on there for everything. So we're on Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts. You know, we're on YouTube. We're on Instagram, like Leica Podcast. You have the Facebook page. You have just contact me directly. Just email our gruntcoreprinting.com.
Wait, what?
Gruntcore Printing. I always kept that name. I always had the name of my production growing up, the punk show thing, was Gruntcore.
Crunk.
Grunk.
Grunk.
Grunt.
Grunt?
Yeah.
Grunt. Grunt. Is that like a military thing?
No, or? Actually, it was just an old term from old family members. Like, I used to always grunt. Like, yeah, and it had no affiliation to military. When I went into the army, then somebody was like, you're no grunt. You're not an infantry. You're not a Marine. Like, I'm not. But I kept the name. Fuck them. Like I said, you can't give a fuck about this shit.
Yeah,
dude.
Right.
But you listen to a podcast. We're on Spotify. That's the easiest place to find it. We're on YouTube. Just search La Clica Podcast. You'll find it.
And La Clica is LACLIKA Podcast.
Correct.
All right, cool.
And then a lot of people don't know what La Clica means. It's the click. We got the name
that's
from
like some gang shit, right?
Yeah, we got the name from the movie American Me.
That's where, is that the intro?
You heard the intro? Clica. Yep. When they get into the first blackout from the little kid before homie loses his leg. You ever seen that movie?
Yeah, no, I have. Oh. I was actually just talking about how that movie and Blood In, Blood Out are like the same movie, kind of.
Yeah. Both white guys lose legs in it.
Yeah.
That's the funniest part. I'm sorry, not funny when you lose a leg. But
yeah, no, I mean, it's like
the correlation.
The parallels and how they just kind of like, you just remade that movie. Yep. Yeah.
We also have big things coming up. Not necessarily podcast, but we're doing videos. We just did our first EDM event. Once again, progressing with open-mindedness.
That was your first time?
Not my first EDM show, man. I've been to a techno show back in 94, but
when it was different. It was a lot different back then. Like now, the production and the
sound. I went there, and let me tell you.
You felt old again?
I felt old as fuck, dude.
Was everybody all like ecstasy rolling and shit?
You know, I don't know what they were on, but they had energy. And I'm back there like, my fucking head.
You're like, my back. My neck was, and my like, back.
Me and Chris were both over there holding our back, leaning against, trying to look cool.
Oh, my God.
I don't know how good he looked like this, picking your ass out, but it's all good.
Oh, my God, man.
But, you know, we shot video. I took a group of pictures, man. Thanks to those guys for everything, dude. I'll put links on this for them. But that was my first EDM show, and you know we interviewed DJ Blackout, and he does a lot of the dubstep type of EDM, and he
like heavy bass music.
And yeah, and he did a lot. He told us he's heavily influenced by metal, you know, by
well dubstep. If you listen to it, it's like. It's like electronic hardcore. And it had its breakdown. Like, wah, wah,
and,
wah, wah.
And Old Rick would have not had given it a chance. I'm like, nope, that sounds stupid. Like, what's all like bright lights? You know, seriously.
Yeah, yeah. But, well, what's this noise?
Yeah, it's like, dude, I can make that noise taking a...
you can say it. I'm taking a shit.
I don't want to get too gross.
All right. Well, I mean, how old are you, if you don't mind?
I just turned 40.
So, I mean, you
not
are...
Not that old,
but... No, but you're fucking... And, I mean, my boy Jelani just had his 40th. So, yeah, mm-hmm. I kick it with people your age. But yeah. I'm saying, like, it's never too late to try new things, open your mind. Like, if you're a perfect example, like, mm-hmm. you know, you just started a podcast at 39, a year ago, right? Yep. Like, you're going to new music, new shows. And
just keep your mind open, and there's different stuff out there. A lot of people are just like, oh, that's punk rock. That's just noise. Like, listen to it. There's a message behind that, dude.
My mom's the funniest one. She says, oh, it's beautiful noise. Yeah. Y'all make beautiful noise.
Yeah, it makes sense to somebody. And there's a, like, DRI, a lot of people sleep on DRI, but the DRI, without DRI, there wouldn't be no Slayer and stuff like that. I won't get technical, but DRI has some of the most politically and also socially type lyrics out there, you know? And you got to read through it, and it's poetry in my ears. I don't listen to poetry.
I just, you know what? I can't stand when I don't understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
To me, that's like my thing with that music is like, I'm all about like the technical shit. But then when these people, I'm like, what is going on right now?
See, the reason I like that stuff, because the stuff I could understand, I'm going to take it at face value. When you listen to like grindcore where you don't understand the music, you read the lyrics. If you it's not it, a, yeah. you read, you actually, you back in the day, you had to open up the CD and read that shit. Now you have to go online.
Yeah.
Okay, poor future, right? So what do you call it? So if it wasn't like, oh, I'm gonna kill you because this is the right thing to do under Satan, those lyrics suck.
Yeah.
But there's other ones where, okay, this is constructive, this makes sense. And now when I hear the song, I know
you what know what saying. It says. Yeah. So you fuck, you it vibes with you.
Yeah, one of my favorite bands, Bloodlet, is the same way. They're hard to understand, but once you break down and you listen or you actually read their lyrics, you're like, oh damn, you know.
All right, so that's last tip. Read the fucking lyrics if you don't understand what fools are saying.
Buy the CD to read it.
Oh well, honestly, that I mean that's I the new Eminem album that just came out, the Kamikaze.
Oh, yeah.
I was like stuck on it for a long time, and I was listening to it. And actually, me and my mom had gone on a trip, mm-hmm. and I was listening to it the whole trip.
Yeah.
And she's like, "What are you listening to?" And I was like, "All right, we're gonna do this." So I played it to her, and I was explaining each bar and like the metaphor and the references and like why what it meant, and like little by little, she's like, "Oh, like I kind of get it. Like I'm not gonna listen to it on my own, but I kind of get it."
She was kind of in the challenge a little bit.
She a little bit. Yeah. I convinced her, Dick. All right, y'all.
Convincing mom.
I appreciate everybody tuning in. I'm here every Monday night, 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. I'm down to give you the audio so you can put it up on Leekaz channel too, and that way we'll can do there. A little swap cast.
Oh yeah.
And then find me on Google. Just Google S H N E A K Y sneaky.net. Sneaky ENT on Instagram. And yeah, April 12th, La Clica Speakeasy Takeover with some old heads, some new heads. Mm-hmm. And don't forget Border X Thursday to Sunday. And The Society, I'll be there at Mal's Bar Thursday night. Ratchet, party vibes, live art, performances, just a good old fashioned turn up.
For the old guys, how much are the IPAs?
Oh, at the Speakeasy?
Yeah.
$5, baby. $5 IPAs all night.
For all you old fuckers on a budget.
No, these old fools are supposed to have jobs, man.
They got wives.
Oh, wives. Okay. All right. I feel you.
There, this gets a muted.
That was the first muted. That was the first muted on the show.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. I'll see y'all next week. I love you. I appreciate you. And make sure to follow everything, share everything. If you're subscribed to the podcast, please rate us, leave a comment. Super helps. Share my shit on Facebook and Twitter. Support your homies that are doing cool shit, or else they're going to stop doing cool shit and have to wake up 30 years later and start doing cool shit again.
Get off the computer and go to these shows, man.
Yeah, man. Go meet people. Go vibe. Open your mind. Go to new things. Take it from Rick.
Shout out to Sharif.
Street veteran?
Street veteran. Third world, baby.
Bam. And that's how we take it
out.
Yeah. All right, Brittany, take us out.
You are now listening to the West Side of THA AfterParty.com.